Have a traffic tip? Call WWL at 504-260-INFO.
Thank you, Courtney. I'm Ian Ozan, WWL First News. Back to Tommy Tucker on WWL AMFMN.com.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. 9:38 and a half. That would be 21 and a half before 9 o'clock. We're talking to Michelle Collins. We welcome her and Dean of the College of Nursing and Health at Loyola. Good morning, Michelle. How are you? I don't feel
Hi, Tommy. I'm great.
I don't feel right calling you Michelle.
Thank you for having me.
I don't feel right with that. I think I should call you Dean or Professor or something. Doctor? What should I call you?
Whatever you feel comfortable with is good.
Dean Collins, I like, because I don't.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell me about nursing shortage in this country. How bad is it?
Well, it's pretty profound. I mean, we had a nursing shortage. We knew it was coming. It was here before the pandemic, but the pandemic just really highlighted it and exacerbated it. So, you know, we're looking at a need for just about 200,000 registered nurses per year up through 2030.
There's a young man that worked here that, due to the state of broadcasting and so forth, he had some potential, and I wound up sending him to nursing school, and I think he's doing all right in that profession, because it seems like and first of all, talk about all of this, if you will, Dean. You have to have Dean Collins. I don't want to make it sound like your name is Dean, but you have to have a passion for it. You have to want to do it. But if you do, it can be a pretty lucrative profession, and it can be a profession that that provides steady employment, right? I'm talking about career choice,
absolutely.
I guess.
Absolutely. And first of all, thank you for sending your colleague that you recognize talent in. There are many accelerated Bachelor of Science of Nursing programs that are cropping up, and they're very attractive for people who are looking for a career change, looking to change trajectory, want to do something meaningful. But you are absolutely right about a calling. I often tell people, if I didn't get paid to do what I do, I would probably pay somebody to allow me to be a nurse. So, absolutely.
So what are some of the things maybe people, it may be obvious, maybe not so much, that you would, that would be necessary, I guess, calling? How would you know if you're called to this?
Well, I think if you have an innate sense of you want to do something meaningful with your career, you want to make a difference, and in nursing, there are so many ways. I mean, if you're an adrenaline junkie, maybe you aspire to be a helicopter nurse. Maybe if you have a knack for solving mysteries, you want to be a forensic nurse and help solve crimes. If you really love birth, like me, I'm a certified nurse midwife, and you just love to be present at birth and help women with that, that can be attractive. If you love working with children, you could be a pediatric nurse. I mean, the possibilities are endless. You can even work on a cruise ship. You can work on, you know, for companies. There's just an endless amount of opportunity.
Are there a lot of local positions available?
Oh, absolutely. One thing that has happened during the pandemic everywhere, including here, is that agency nurses have, or hospitals and health systems have had to use travel nurses and agency nurses to fill the vacancies, because we don't have enough nurses to fill the regular full-time jobs.
What kind of salary are you looking at if you're a registered nurse?
So it's, as you mentioned, it can be pretty lucrative. The average RN salary in this country is going to be around $74,000, $75,000. And that's going to vary depending on where you're at. And that's a base salary. Often nurses are paid extra for working night shift, working weekend shift, picking up extra shifts. And so it's very, I'd say, easy to make a really good income.
There's some very interesting things going on with Loyola and Ochsner in terms of teaching people to be nurses. An Ochsner Nursing Simulation Lab that I wish we had pictures so I could show people, but you can describe it to us, Dean Collins, when we come back. We're talking to Michelle Collins, Dean of the College of Nursing and Health at Loyola, about a nursing shortage. And if you're the parent of a high schooler and male or female, they're a little confused, they're not quite sure what they want to do with their life, maybe nursing's the thing for them. We'll be back in a flash, 8:43, 17 before 9, here on WWL. 8:48, 12 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Talking to Dean Michelle Collins, Dean of the College of Nursing and Health at Loyola, about a nurse shortage that's going on, I guess, throughout the country, Dean? Is that right?
Absolutely. And it's only predicted to get worse, Tommy, and worse in the south and the west. So we're sitting in a spot that will be really short of nurses.
So tell me about this accelerated nursing program that Loyola is offering, and also about the, a simulation lab or something?
Yes. So the accelerated Bachelor of Science of Nursing program is for those applicants who already have a bachelor's or higher degree in anything else that is not nursing. It could be engineering, could be fine arts, could be anything.
Communications.
So you apply. It could be anything.
Okay.
Absolutely. And you complete some prerequisites, which include things like anatomy and physiology 1 and 2 and the lab, microbiology, nutrition, and organic chemistry. You complete those prerequisites anywhere. It doesn't have to be at Loyola. And then we admit you, and in 17 months, it's a year-round program, in 17 months, you graduate with a Bachelor of Science in Nursing.
Wow. Is any of that online, or is it, I mean, there has to be some hands-on component, and I guess that brings us to the virtual part of it, can some of that be done online?
Absolutely. The didactic, the theory coursework will be online synchronous, which means that a student can be living in Baton Rouge, let's say, and attending classes virtually with us, but then they will come to campus for both their clinical and their simulation lab experience.
Yeah, tell us
about... You asked about the simulation lab.
Yeah, I was getting ready to ask again. Dean Collins, tell me about that, because it looks pretty cool.
It's very cool. It's a state-of-the-art, about 7,000 square feet. We've been planning it now and executing it for the last couple of years. So what we learn in those in simulation, we know a lot about simulation in helping learn health professions. You know, when I was in nursing school, you didn't have simulation labs. And so we practiced on each other, basically. Mm-hmm. We learned to start IVs on each other and give injections and those kind of things. And there's also a thought in medicine and nursing, you may have heard this, see one, do one, teach one, which means you watch a procedure one time, you do it the next time after having watched it one time, and then you teach somebody else how to do it, which is not the best philosophy for teaching high-risk procedures because you're basically practicing on patients, mm-hmm. right? So in simulation, we allow students to practice in very lifelike settings with lifelike mannequins that can imitate a human being. And therefore, they're in a safe space to make errors, and we can discuss what went wrong, how we can improve, and we're not endangering anyone because we're in a simulation setting.
Or hurting or making uncomfortable. How accurate is it? How much does it approximate a real human being?
Well, you'd be surprised. We found a company that actually was founded by a nurse. She started it, saw the need for wearable mannequins. And so what she did was one of them that we bought that was amazing. It's a wearable birth simulator. So it's a 30-pound abdomen, basically, that is strapped to a standardized patient. And that's a live person who's acting the part of a patient.
Wait. Slow down a little bit, Dean. You lost me there for a second. What are we doing?
Yeah. So it's a 30-pound simulator, and it's strapped to a person, and it's got a baby inside of it, and it actually gives birth with the person wearing it so that the patient can get in all the different positions for birth and labor, and she can react. The simulator, there's a little Apple Watch-like piece to it, and it buzzes the simulated patient when she's supposed to have contractions so that she can act like she's having contractions, and it actually gives birth.
Wow. Ochsner had a big hand in this, I'm guessing?
Yes, they were our partners in building the simulation lab. And so we've been enjoyed a great relationship with them, and they've been great at placing our students for our traditional BSN program in the Ochsner facilities, and they're getting a wonderful clinical experience.
When I was in college, my girlfriend at the time was a dental hygienist or learning to be a dental hygienist, and I was the practice patient. And of course, the relationship was new, and I didn't want to say anything. But toward the end of the procedure, the teacher came by and said, "Is everything all right?" And I said, "Yeah, everything's fine." Why? She said, "Because true story, I saw a tear running out the corner of your eye going down your face." And it's like, "No, everything's fine. Everything's good." But thankfully, she got a lot better at it. But it is important that it takes away a lot of that discomfort from patients. How do people find out more about this if they're interested?
So if they're interested in Loyola Nursing, we not only have undergraduate programs, but graduate programs as well. So they can go to our website, contact us, talk to our academic advisor, talk to our director of School of Nursing, send me an email. We're happy to talk to anyone who's interested in nursing.
An email would be?
MRCOLLIN at Loyno, LOYNO dot EDU. And I'll route them to the correct person to answer their questions.
Thank you, Dean. I'd like to come over and see what I could do with that. See if I could insert an IV one day. I'll have to try it just to see. I don't know if I'd be any good at it, but I can't hurt the dummy, can I?
No, you can't hurt the dummy, and you might just find that you might want to be a nurse.
Ooh, let's not get crazy. Thank you, Dean Collins. Have a good week.
Thank you for having me.
Dean of the College of Nursing and Health at Loyola. If you missed any of that, you can download the Odyssey app and use the rewind feature, go back 24 hours, or it'll be up on our website, WWL.com, as a podcast momentarily. 8:54, time for traffic now on WWL.